field goal later. It's 45-0 at the half. Greg Sharp welcoming you back to our halftime show and joined, as always, by Nebraska President J.B. Milliken. Beautiful day, first day of fall, and the scoreboard looks right, doesn't it?
Well, I'm probably not going to get a heart attack in this game. This one looks a little more comfortable than some of the others we've had, and it's nice to see Rex Burkhead back on the field and doing well.
Isn't that great? I always enjoy it when you bring us some guests. You have a guest with you today.
Because it's just not you and me talking, right, Greg? Today I have Ken Callen with me, who's the director of the Epley Cancer Institute at the University of Nebraska Medical Center and is doing a terrific job leading the effort to build a new comprehensive cancer center in Nebraska.
And I know that the cancer center is one of your big priorities. Can you update us on some news from there?
Sure. We announced this Building a Healthier Nebraska initiative in the legislative session last year. It's an incredibly exciting set of initiatives in Kearney and in Lincoln and in Omaha. It's a great plan for Nebraska, and the centerpiece of this, the biggest piece of it by far, is this plan for a comprehensive cancer center. It's a great project that had strong support from the legislature, the governor, the Omaha Chamber of Commerce, and the state chamber. Been behind this from the beginning. Now the city of Omaha and Douglas County have stepped up and want to be a part of it because it is so good for the economy of Omaha and Nebraska, and also because it's going to be transformational in terms of cancer treatment and research. In fact, I don't think I've met anybody who is opposed to this. You know, cancer affects every family in Nebraska. One out of every two people, I have learned from Ken, will be diagnosed with cancer. So everybody understands the importance of it, and everybody wants Nebraska to be in a lead in this so that we can provide the kind of research and treatment that the people in Nebraska deserve.
Dr. Cowan, welcome. Let's talk more about this approach. You talk about having research, a hospital, an outpatient facility all located together. Talk about the advantages of doing it that way.
Yeah, this is really unique for our campus, and it's transformational and allow physicians, researchers, nurses, pharmacists all to be located in one area. The future of all medicine is really going to require an interaction between scientists and clinicians to bring state-of-the-art genomic information to the patient's bedside to provide personalized precision medicine based on the individual cancer genome that each individual has.
Will the center specialize in a certain area?
We certainly have strong programs in lymphoma and leukemia and bone marrow transplantation. We have strong programs in pancreas, breast, and prostate cancer. Our major focus also is to make sure that all cutting-edge research being done in Omaha at the University of Nebraska Medical Center is applied to everybody across the entire state of Nebraska. This is really an important issue to make sure that cancer care, cutting-edge research is applicable and applied to cancer patients across the entire region.
JB, you mentioned the economic impact that it's going to be good for Omaha and the state. Talk about what that impact's going to be.
Well, I will. I want to first put an exclamation point behind one of the things that Ken said. They're building networks under his leadership with hospitals across the state of Nebraska and with physicians so that cancer patients who aren't able to be in Omaha at the University of Nebraska Medical Center will still have the benefit of collaboration with the researchers and the doctors who are at the cancer center. So it's a terrific thing for all of Nebraska. But on the economic development front, it's just incredible. There have been a couple of analyses of the impact in the economy. Between 4,000 and 5,000 jobs just on the construction of this project alone over the next few years, and then ultimately 1,200 permanent high-paying jobs at the Cancer Center, the $100 million a year payroll. And that's just the direct benefits. There are all kinds of other suppliers and beneficiaries from this, so the ripple effect will be tremendous. You know, the impact of cancer, it, as I mentioned before, is a tremendous impact personally, the human impact, but also the research funding that comes to the university. About 50% of our funding is related to cancer. We're very strong in this area. We have very strong practice in our hospital, our outpatient clinics. About 50% of our revenue there comes from. So this is a real strength of ours that we can build on and be among the best anywhere. And that's the effort that Ken's leading. That's the vision that he has for this cancer center. And it's been great to see the whole state of Nebraska get behind it.
Well, Dr. Cowan, thank you for joining us. Best of luck to you in the future. And JB, we look forward to hearing more about the cancer center down the road.
Thanks. You can take care of the rest of this game today for us, Greg.
I'm comfortable right now. Thanks. Good to see you again this week.